Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we're diving into some of the most unusual missing person cases, from the shocking disappearance of Charlie Ross to the American Dyatlov Pass disappearances.
The unidentified subject is white and in his late 20s. He's someone you wouldn't notice at first. He's someone who'd blend into any crowd. The violent nature of the crime suggests a previous criminal record. Petty crimes, maybe auto theft. We've classified him as an organized killer. Careful, psychopathic as opposed to psychotic. He follows the news, has good hygiene, he's smart. Because he's smart, the only physical evidence you'll find is what he wants you to find.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. A podcast where I show true crime stories for your entertainment. Warning, you might lose some sleep after listening to these stories. To stay up to date with all my content, check out my Twitter, @TrueCrimeNS. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. This show is sponsored by Poddex. Visit poddex.com and use promo code TCNS for 20% off your purchase. In this show, serial killers are maybe the most common topic. There is a serial killer in almost every episode. Heck, we spent one whole season diving into serial killers. We've learned a lot about their behaviors and ways of doing things. One thing we can conclude, they are all very different, have unique traits and motivations behind their actions. Yes, there is a common ground where serial killers might have psychological disorders. Each person is different. Therefore, each person's actions will be different. Serial killers are present in almost all of our episodes, but in today's episode, we will talk a lot about serial killers, more specifically, the types of serial killers out in the world. It is a fact that we all want to stay as far as possible from serial killers, but it is important for us to understand that their behaviors and try to protect yourself and your families from them. As we've already talked about in the podcast, almost 100% of the time, serial killers come from rough backgrounds and face traumatic situations. They've usually faced abuse, especially coming from family members or people close to them. It's very likely that they've used abused substances as a consequence of their traumas and lost control of it at some point. But a common behavior is that they're usually normal to people in their surroundings. After their terrible crimes, people who were close to them or knew them usually say, "Eh, he or she was a little weird, but I never thought she or he could ever do something like that." Today we will learn about the types of serial killers. So stay with me until the end and share this with someone you care about. To get started, I will split serial killers into two categories. Then I will describe their specific types. Disorganized. The disorganized serial killer fits the Hollywood stereotype, as what Criminal Minds has mentioned before. It's the stereotype of a weird human being who has zero social skills. It's always an awkward interaction when people tend to stay away from them. More often than that, they will live with their parents or by themselves. This is because they find it extremely difficult to form lasting and meaningful relationships with others. Most people would find him or her extremely difficult to live with. They usually have a plan, but lacks emotional control to execute. Most time, the situation runs out of control. Ends up being a bloody situation. And then organized. An organized killer will often have adequate interpersonal skills. They seem to be normal and fit society's standards. They also have an average, or in some case, an above average level of intelligence. However, most serial killers are not particularly smart, although he or she will probably think otherwise. An organized serial killer thinks he or she is above society's standards. Because of that, they will be able to plan and execute their plans without suffering the consequences. They know exactly what could happen, but they still do it. They're often considered narcissistic people. Now we move on to four main types of serial killers. The visionary. This type of serial killer usually suffers from mental illness, and they believe they're committing horrible crimes because it's their calling. They believe their mission is to accomplish something, and that something usually involves killing someone. It's what people call a voice in their head. They have that vision or belief, and they live their lives with that in mind. And there's mission-oriented. They also believe that they have a mission in life. That mission is to kill a certain group of people in society. They kill in order to eliminate a certain group of people and fulfill what they believe to be their duty as citizens. The hedonistic killer kills for pleasure. This type of killer usually rapes and tortures his or her victims. Personal pleasure is the only driver for this crime. It is hard to pinpoint where this becomes a thing in their lives, but there are studies that connect their actions to old traumas. Power and control. A control killer seeks the feeling of power and control, as the name suggests. They fantasize about being powerful and having the whole situation under control. This power is usually shown with brutal force and violence. Victims usually suffer for long hours until they die. This type of serial killer usually stays out for long and has several victims. Even though this is a topic that we don't want to talk about, we must be aware of our surroundings and learn how to avoid these horrible people. And that's a wrap for today's story. As we should all agree, crimes are never good and bring sadness to countless people. It is important, though, for us to try to understand the reasoning behind such tragedies and create awareness to avoid it from happening again. For more information on this podcast, consider following me on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And be sure to like and subscribe to this video for more true crime videos.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.